وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أكمل المؤمنين إيمانا أحسنهم خلقا وخياركم خياركم لنسائهم رواه الترمذي. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the believers who are most perfect in faith, who are most perfect as far as the iman is concerned, are those who are best in character. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَكْمَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِيمَانًا أَحْسَنُهُمْ خُلُقًا, that the believers who are most perfect in their iman, in their faith, are those who are best in character. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on to say, وَخِيَارُكُمْ خِيَارُكُمْ لِنِسَائِهِمْ, and the best of you are those who are best to their wives. The best of you are those who are the best to their wives. So ulama explain a few things from this hadith, that it shows how important akhlaq is. Such an important aspect and an element of deen, that the first part of the hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, those that are most perfect as far as the iman is concerned, are those who display the best character. We have the best akhlaq. That is an important part of a person's iman, his akhlaq, his character, his conduct, etc. And the second part of the hadith, out of all the people, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the wives, that the best of you are those who are best to their wives. And in another riwayat, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that I am the best to my wives. In other words, the best out of all the people, I am the best to my wives. In other words, this is part of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is meant by being the best to the wives? Is that the way a person speaks to other people in general, person meets with them, he interacts with them, it's for a very limited time. But most of a person's time and day and his life, there's some type of interaction with the wife, there's some type of interactive action with the family. So now at that time, when the person has got that authority, he's got that control, the person has got that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given responsibility, how is he treating his wife? To treat others is very easy. To show kindness out of the home is easy. To show a smiling face is easy. To share good words, kind words, generous words outside the home is easy. But within the confines of the home, now a person is not scared of being embarrassed by the world. He's not scared that somebody else may be able to take advantage of him. He's not scared of anything. He can just act as he wants. In that condition, a person is showing good akhlaq. It shows that a person is really a good person. Because within the confines of his home, in those moments where he can expose his bad akhlaq, and not many people will come to know about it, in that condition, the man is being kind. It shows that the person's kindness and generosity is genuine, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore you'll find the pious people, when they pass away, that how many stories of kindness, of generosity, yeah, incidents of their maids also accepting Islam because of the character of this person. So this is how important it is, a person bringing good akhlaq, bringing it into our lives. Hazrat Mawla Masihulla rahmatullah alayh, as part of his teachings, it was a very, very high level of emphasis on treating the wives well, having good akhlaq, showing them what is right, teaching them what is right. Not that the person spoils them to such an extent that now they go on to israf, on to extravagance, or spoils them to such an extent now we go to the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But within the confines, within the limits of sharia, a person shows that kindness, shows that generosity, shows that love. After all, Hazrat Mawla Masihulla rahmatullah alayh, even his khulafa and those people that were him, they give this one example, that think that woman has left everything. She left her friends, she left her family, she left her home, and she made hijrat, she had come to your place, and she left everything for your sake. If a person can't appreciate that, then one can he appreciate. So therefore look at her with kindness, look at her with rahmat, with shafqat, with love, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it such that this person is showing those that are weak love, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show him also love. So therefore one Ali mentioned, he says, once we went and told Hazrat Mawla Masihullah rahmatullah alayh, says, Hazrat, that now our wives have become our sheikhs with your teaching. Hazrat's teaching was such that be very kind, be very courteous, be very tolerant. They'll say all kinds of things, they'll say all kinds, they'll behave in different manners, but just be very, very tolerant. To such an extent that he would say that even if they were swearing at you, think that they are giving you a bouquet of flowers. He would think, these are the pious people, they tell you how to think. Tell your mind that those words are actually a bouquet of flowers. If somebody gives you a bouquet of flowers, will you be happy or will you be sad? So man will maintain his composure. He won't lose himself and start fighting back. He'll be calm, he'll be cool. Everything will be light-hearted. Every single thing will be light-hearted. So he would say, that assume that they are actually giving you a bouquet of flowers, then the person won't get upset by the woman telling him anything. So anyway, the murids, they would tell Hazrat Ji, after your teachings, what has happened now is our wife has become our sheikh and we have become the murid. In other words, she's telling us what to do and we are doing it. So Hazrat Ji said a very nice thing, Mawlana Masihullah Rahmatullahi. He said, make shukr that your nikah is still intact. Make shukr that your nikah is still intact. This is ye bodh bari cheez hai. It's a very big thing that your nikah is still intact. In this time and age, when so many people's nikahs are breaking up for petty reasons, divorces are taking place, the fact that your nikah is still intact, make shukr and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every day that because of this wife of yours, your iman is getting saved. She is actually saving your iman. She is like how we say how a person has got a vault. The vault is there to protect the money. Person has got burglar guards and he's got security system to protect his house. Allah ta'ala has made this woman there to protect your iman, because if she was not in your life, perhaps your iman also would have gone by you going into all the wrong avenues. So make shukr that Allah ta'ala has made her such that she is the protector of the most valuable asset that you own, and that is your iman. Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.